The government is continuing to face criticism over its inquiry into the family court, especially the makeup of the committee charged with investigating the system. Senator Pauline Hanson is the deputy chair of the committee, but she's been accused of bias because of her long-standing advocacy for men in the family court. She's also accused some women of lying to deny fathers access to children during court cases. Some anti-domestic violence advocates are threatening to boycott the inquiry because they're concerned the inquiry is compromised and now lacks credibility. Independent MP Zali Steggall is offering to sit on the committee and bring her expertise as a family lawyer to the table. I spoke to her a short time ago and asked her why she's offering to be part of this inquiry.
This is very important that it's dealt with very sensitively. Family law matters involve highly emotional and difficult questions that have to be determined. I don't believe you can make generalisations as a result of the family law system, as a result of a personal experience. And so I feel that with my experience as having been a barrister in family law for numerous years, that it's really important to be part of this inquiry.
What are your concerns about the inquiry as it stands now?
Clearly, some of the reported comments in the media are concerning. I've certainly been contacted by various groups in relation, especially in relation to domestic violence and in relation to protection of women and children. But it's really important. As a barrister, I've acted for mothers and fathers, and I understand the frustrations on both sides with the systems and the concerns. But overwhelmingly, we have to remember the Family Law Act is about the best interests of the child.
So let's talk about Pauline Hanson, because some of her commentary has been what's been largely critiqued. Is she the issue? Is it a problem in your view that she's the deputy chair?
Oh, no, and I don't think it would be appropriate for me to comment on that. What I feel is important is that if for this inquiry to really approach the problem and the situation in a sensible and balanced way, I feel I have experience to contribute to the inquiry. The crossbench is in a position to nominate a member to the inquiry, and so that's what I've done.
You mentioned your experience as a barrister in this area. What are your observations about how the family court and the system operates? Do you think it's a broken system?
I don't think it's a broken, but at the same time, is it operating at its most efficient? That's for the inquiry to determine.
There have been criticisms of the length of time it can take to get judgments in the family court. Is that the primary issue in relation to resourcing, in your view? Is it about resourcing the court? Are we resourcing the court properly?
In my experience, that's definitely been an issue, especially in the very busy courts like in Sydney, where we have a duty judge with up to 25 matters to be dealt with in a couple of hours. It creates difficulties. So we have to look at whether or not the courts have been properly funded to make sure we've got enough appointments of judicial officers. But I think the review can be very effective in looking at how else can the system be improved.
What problems do you think a fresh inquiry can deal with, given how many other inquiries and reviews there already has been into this area? I mean, it's a heavily reviewed area.
Absolutely. Look, I don't think a review would have been my first point of action in relation to the area. I think it would be maybe more consultation and actually taking action and putting into effect some of the recommendations, especially in terms of appointments of judicial officers in the very busy courts.
Senator Pauline Hanson says women sometimes make up allegations of domestic violence and sexual abuse in order to win custody in these battles. Is that something that you've encountered?
Unfortunately, I would say once the breakdown of a relationship has come to court, you often have people not behaving at their best. So there are a lot of allegations that are made in the context of family law proceedings, and that is where the judges have a very important task in determining facts and coming down to what is factually correct in the case. Keeping in mind, it's always with the best interest of the child that is at the forefront of every decision. So this isn't about mothers versus fathers and who's gaining custody. It's what's best for the child. So I think it's really important to come back to actually what the legislation is about and how it works. There have been studies in relation to allegations, and I'll be interested to have more research of that during the inquiry, hopefully, because allegations are made by all sides, and I don't believe the evidence quite supports the allegations being made at the moment by Senator Hanson. person.
Do you believe that the family court is essentially skewed against men, as Senator Hanson has suggested?
Look, no, I don't believe so. I think the judges enforce and put in place decisions on the facts. Again, you can't make generalisations in a jurisdiction like this, in a situation where each case is determined on its facts. I think it's very dangerous to start making generalisations based on certain groups or people's personal experiences. Unfortunately, breakdown of a relationship, there are no winners. This is about trying to sort through a very difficult situation and find a solution that is in the best interest of the child.
Some women's groups have suggested they don't want to front this inquiry, largely because of the comments that Senator Pauline Hanson has made. What's your message to those groups? Should they front up and provide their evidence and their ideas?
Absolutely. Again, for this inquiry to be effective and thorough, it requires all perspectives and all viewpoints put forward. Keeping in mind, Senator Hanson will only be one of the many that will be on the committee. And so I think it's important that a balanced representation is there and that all viewpoints are heard.
That's Independent MP Zali Steggall joining us a short time ago. And this is RN Drive.